This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for June 24th, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, Lamb of God will bring their Omens tour with Killswitch Engage, Baroness, and Suicide Silence to the MGM Music Hall at Fenway on September 21st. Tickets are on sale right now. Check the events calendar at MistressCarrie.com for the link. Happy New Ozzy Day! Ozzy has officially released the first single from his upcoming new album. It's called Patient Number 9, and it features guitar god Jeff Beck. The song was co-written and produced by producer Andrew Watt, and Ozzy said in a recent interview the song lyrics were inspired by his relationship with his wife, Sharon Osbourne. Patient Number 9 is streaming everywhere as of today. Back in August of 2021, as a show of support with those affected by the rainfall and flooding in Western Germany, and in conjunction with the 30th anniversary of the Black Album, Metallica released a limited edition Enter Sandman single. The release was distributed on numbered glow-in-the-dark 7-inch vinyl and was made exclusively available in Germany. In partnership with Universal Music Germany, Metallica announced that all sales profits would go directly to flood victims. And nearly a year later, with reconstruction in full swing in Western Germany, Metallica's All Within My Hands Foundation is donating 130,000 euros, or approximately $137,000, to the Aktion Deutschland Hilft, which is continuing to collect donations for families who lost their homes in the flood. Queensryche have announced their 16th studio album, Digital Noise Alliance, and shared the first video for the lead single, In Extremis. The band sang in a press release, the song is about being on your deathbed surrounded by your loved ones. Queensryche will continue to open up for Judas Priest on their 50th anniversary tour, with new dates going on sale today. Megadeth is making major headlines after announcing their highly anticipated new studio album, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead. The band has also unleashed the album's first track, We'll Be Back. And yesterday, within an hour of the song's release, the band began trending on Twitter. Megadeth's 16th studio album will be released on September 2nd via UME, featuring 12 songs, and the project will be released on CD, vinyl, and cassette, as well as digitally on all online partners. Steve Vai joined Whitesnake on stage last night at Hellfest in France, performing the band's classic song Still of the Night. Steve Vai played on the band's 1989 album Slip of the Tongue. Whitesnake have begun their farewell tour and will come to the United States, opening up for the Scorpions. Spider-One from Power Man 5000 has directed Allegoria, his first horror movie. You can check out the trailer online, Power Man 5000 going out on the road later this summer with Rob Zombie, Mudvayne, and Static X. Poison drummer Ricky Rocket has spoken up in defense of Tommy Lee from Motley Crue, saying that Tommy Lee is taking a lot of heat over his current injury. Tommy Lee revealed on the first night of the Crue's stadium tour with Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett that he had broken 4 ribs and couldn't perform any full sets. Ozzy Osbourne's drummer Tommy Kluftos has been taking over the majority of the drumming for Motley Crue. Tommy Lee recently throwing barbecued ribs out in the crowd in Washington, D.C. Ricky Rocket told Eddie Trunk in a recent interview that Tommy Lee's taken a lot of heat. He said, I don't think he should. I think what's cool about it is he's coming out and he's saying, hey, this is too painful to do it, but I want the audience to know that I'm here. I'm here for the duration. I'm not wussing out on this. Instead of running home and sitting 6 weeks out while he recovers, he's part of the team, and I think that's badass. The Dropkick Murphys are celebrating the original punk Woody Guthrie with a new album featuring the words of the folk legend. The album is called This Machine Still Kills Fascists, and it's due for release on September 30th. The album release will be accompanied by a stripped-down acoustic fall tour. Tickets for the tour go on sale through Ticketmaster today, and it features 2 New England dates, October 20th in Concord, New Hampshire, and October 21st in Providence, Rhode Island. Other tours going on sale today, Judas Priest and Queensryche, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss on the Raise the Roof tour, I Prevails tour is on sale today, and in this moment, nothing more, the Cherry Bombs and Sleep Token have put their tour on sale today as well. Check the event calendar at MistressCarrie.com for all the ticket information. And that's your sit rep. For more details on all the stories, check the show notes of this podcast. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 107 featuring Pat Badger from Extreme is available now.